Hello, and welcome to 21 and 21, a rapid-fire Q&A show filmed at Presidio Bitcoin. I'm Haley Burko, and today I'm speaking with Clara Schickelman, the head of research at Chaincode Labs. Clara has been researching complex math problems for nearly a decade and is currently focusing on researching the Lightning Network and Bitcoin in this age of post-quantum computing. Clara, welcome to Presidio Bitcoin.
Happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you could come join us today.
It's really nice here.
Yeah. I know you guys have a great setup at Chaincode Labs, but...
But the view here is amazing.
The view here is amazing. So we're just going to get through 21 questions in 21 minutes. And I hit this button. It's go time. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Let's do it. First question. What brings you into Presidio Bitcoin today?
So I was in the Bay Area, and of course, I wanted to come, stop by, and talk to the wonderful people here.
I know you're doing a lot, but can you tell me what your top focus area is right now?
So I think the top things on my mind on the research level, so we're finalizing our mitigation for jamming over the Lightning Network, which has been a pretty long project. It's pretty complicated, but I'm happy with where it is now. And also we're working on a report that just looks at Bitcoin in the age of post-quantum computing. And we're just trying to create a document that explains like the main ideas, the main problems, the main directions people are going in. So yeah, just trying to somehow systemize the knowledge and give like a comprehensive overview of where we are now and where we think we should be going.
So can you tell me a little bit how this research is important to Bitcoin's future?
So the quantum computing report, it's more of a starting point, just letting people know where we are now, because there's a lot of FUD and worry and people not completely understanding what is going to happen, what's not. And I think that as a starting point, having a comprehensive overview is something that we need. So first of all, people won't stress about things they don't need to be stressed about. For example, mining is not something anybody should lose sleep over. And then also for people to understand what tools are available for them right now. And once we'll have more contemporary infrastructure in Bitcoin, that they'll know you should go and use it. You should go and move to other kind of schemes and so on. So we're starting like at the basics, and this is what this report is about. And when it comes to jamming in the Lightning Network, it's a problem. People know about the jamming attack for over a decade. Just as a quick overview, the attacker can stop a Lightning node from using their funds. So no funds can be stolen, but still, like if your money is locked up for 2 weeks, not amazing. So we are working to create a mitigation to this pretty difficult problem. And right now, I think we're in a pretty good place. And hopefully in the near future, whatever that definition means, we'll see some things deployed.
Are there any research topics that I know you just mentioned it's a start for the quantum one? That you'd like to see further explored that would help back your research or be interesting to?
So I think I'm not a cryptographer myself. It's not my background. And I think it's really high time for cryptographers to get in. So this report is written with Anthony Milton, who is an amazing developer, but again, not a cryptographer. But I know that there are like Tim Ruffing and Jonas Sneak and other people that are starting to gear up to do some work there. And I think these are the people that we need. We need people that come from a very strong, relevant background to honestly to build the infrastructure that then we could use in the case that quantum computing even happens. So, yeah.
How do you think that we can get more cryptographers like specifically interested in Bitcoin?
So I think the questions are interesting by themselves. We need to tell about them to cryptographers, academics, cryptographers outside of academy, but mostly like spreading the news. So another thing I'm working on a lot is the Bitcoin Research Day, where we are trying to connect academics to the world of Bitcoin. And this is one of the attempts to get all of this minds to think about Bitcoin. A lot of them were, like a decade ago, were very much involved. For various reasons, they stepped aside, and now we're calling them back because there's really, really interesting things to do. So hopefully they'll come.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of different narratives that resonate with different people, get them hooked into Bitcoin. Do you think there's something in particular that we can get photographers like not only interested in researching Bitcoin, and but maybe also becoming like a Bitcoiner?
So I think that, first of all, a lot of research-oriented people, once they read the white paper, for example, of Bitcoin, they're just very impressed. And I think what they're missing is to understand that there's a very lively community waiting like to push new things forward. And it's not meme coins. It's not like weird scams. People are building very serious infrastructure, very smart people working on the right problems in many cases. So I think this is a narrative that will be very helpful to push forward, and I really believe in it.
Speaking of believing it, how did you become a Bitcoiner?
So I think my first interaction with Bitcoin was when I think I was sitting with a friend in a cafe, and then I remember if like he didn't have cash, and then he paid me back in Bitcoin, which is, it wouldn't be a life-changing sum if I would still have it, but it could have been very nice. Of course, it's lost. But then after that, I read a bit about it. I got really interested, kept reading instead of buying. So if I ever get a time machine, this is a tip I would give to myself. And then my PhD is in mathematics. But then in the middle of my PhD, I think I started feeling that this line of work is not the thing for me. And I got really, really interested in cryptography, in Bitcoin. And I was lucky enough that Berkeley, which is not too far that way, I think, they had like a special semester dedicated to this. So as a postdoc, I went there for a semester, and then I got the job offer from Chaincode, and here I am now.
Well, even though you just got a small amount, which would be worth more, it's priceless because it got you into the space. Well, I guess kind of leaning into that and, you know, receiving Bitcoin from your friend, how do you think that we can get more people using Bitcoin as a form of payment?
Oh, that's a heavy question. I think, first of all, making it seamless as possible, because right now I want to pay a friend back, I use Venmo. I think one of the reasons that that friend paid me back with Bitcoin, well, first of all, he was just very enthusiastic about it and wanted it, but also we didn't have anything as seamless as Venmo. It was like, well, you just download this app and then I'll pay you back. Won't that be amazing? And now we need to be, again, something very, very available, very easy to onboard people. And then when they get interested, they can learn more and move forward. But I think doing something about like a seamless first step, I think, is very important.
I totally agree. Also kind of related to making things seamless and easy for new users. So there's a lot of talk right now of sats versus Bitcoin. Do you think that we should reframe how we talk about fractions of Bitcoin?
Honestly, I feel like this ship has sailed, and it's definitely not my department, but it doesn't seem like worth the trouble. It's, I don't know, it is what it is right now. I would be very surprised if the amount of effort needed to rename the whole thing will be worth it at the end. It's not like my I don't know, my mom is not very technological, and I can't imagine that I'll tell her, oh, no, it's not sats, it's Bitcoin. And she'll go like, oh, yeah, now I get it. Now I can use it. It's, yeah, it feels not meaningful enough for the amount of effort you'll need to put into it.
Well, let's switch gears. Let's talk about, let's think about the future on a grim one, and Bitcoin has failed. Why do you think that Bitcoin failed?
First of all, maybe very aggressive pushback from governments without the community standing its ground. I really hope that won't happen. But yeah, if I have to be pessimistic, I would be worried about that. Or some very scary failure event. Like if we'll, right now, Bitcoin Core developers are very, very careful. Like I really look up to those people. I think they're doing an amazing job, but I can imagine something changing there. Or yeah, if we won't keep the code clean, functioning, we'll try to make very big changes without testing them well, and then we'll break the trust. I can see Bitcoin failing like this. Yeah. I don't know, I'm a general optimistic person, so.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. But I think like these are, yeah, maybe the most two things that I would be worried about. Yeah. But just like to put it out there, I don't think anybody should be worried about any of these two things right now.
Yeah. What do you think that we're doing right now that is helping mitigate either or both of those risks?
So I think the developers are doing a very, very good job. They're very professional. Their mind and heart is in the right place. So I think they're doing an amazing job on that end. And when it comes to governments and so on, I don't know if we're doing a lot. I'm actually not, I'm not in the scene. I haven't talked too much to lawyers and things like that. So actually, this is a good question. I don't know if we are doing enough and if we should be doing more. It feels okay, but maybe it feels okay because I don't know much about it. So... If it's not, and you're listening, and you think that something should be done, please do it.
Please do it. Please let us know.
Yeah.
Give us suggestions. Do you have any dream projects that you would like to see other Bitcoiners build?
Oh, for Bitcoiners to build. I know, like, I'm more on the theory side, so I have a lot of thoughts there. I think there's a lot of interesting research to be done, and I would love to see a lot of like the theoretical computer science people and the cryptographers coming back into the space and helping us out. And also on the user experience. And I would love for it to be very, very easy. I would be so happy if there would be something to give to very not technical people. I could just tell them, here, this is what you need to do. Here's a very simple explanation. Just go for it. I can send you some Bitcoin. You can keep it in a safe way. You can understand at least a bit what's going on. So maybe these are like the two very far away ends, but the whole like user experience and education part, I would love to see. I don't know much about it, but I feel there's a lot to be done on that end also.
Definitely. We need to get the user experience being as smooth as Venmo.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on stablecoins?
I think it might be easier for banks and governments to understand them. I don't know enough economics to trust many of them, and a lot of them are not good money in the sense that they crush, and it's a really, really difficult problem to create a stablecoin. But I think people want it so much that they keep trying. And right now, it just seems too risky. Yeah, But I can see why people are trying to create it. But most of the cases I see right now are irresponsible, to say the least. But yeah, maybe something better will come up. We'll see.
Maybe. Do you think that institutional investment determines whether Bitcoin becomes the planet's preferred currency?
I don't think Bitcoin will become the planet's preferred currency. But that being said, I think institutional involvement, it's nice because it's a good sign. It means that you're doing something good. And I think that as long as institutions understand the rules of the game and play by the rules and not try to influence anything that is happening in Bitcoin because they're institution, because they're big, I think they're very, very welcome and their vote of confidence is nice. And I hope they'll keep playing by the rules.
What's happening today that's giving you the most hope for Bitcoin's future?
I think like seeing this cohort of young developers coming from like the chain called Boss program and things like that, and like seeing the light in their eyes and then wanting to be involved and coming with fresh ideas and coming with all the energy makes me very, very optimistic. I'm like, okay, there's we have good people and there are more good people coming in. And I think this is the most important part of the project.
What's some words of advice that you give to some of these young people or that you would give to somebody who's thinking about jumping into the Bitcoin space?
So I'll answer for researchers because this is something I'm closer with. And I think I would tell them to pick a question that they find interesting and to be less worried about the academic path that can be pretty narrow, and then like not do the work that you think will give you a job. Do the work that you think is interesting and important, and you'll discover there are other jobs out there for people that think like you. So yeah, follow what you think is interesting and important, and the world will follow after you.
So Presidio Bitcoin is wanting to organize some sort of research day.
Yeah.
What would you tell people that maybe would be interested in attending, or kind of how are you thinking about this research day?
So if I understand correctly, the plan is to have like a day focused on quantum computers and quantum cryptography, which I think is fascinating. And I think they're going to bring together like developers and executives and researchers. So I think it's going to be a really, really nice event. And I think people should come and listen if they're interested in this topic. Yeah. And I think in general, we need more events that highlight different topics. So be it quantum and we didn't have a LLM panic for Bitcoin or vibe coding panic for Bitcoin, but I'm pretty sure it's around the corner. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to see a lot of more of this like specialized events because there's so much to cover. Yeah. And I'm really excited that this is starting here.
Yes. Last question. If you could leave our listeners with a single thought, what would it be?
Maybe think about what's an interesting question in the space or in this world and how can you learn more about it? Because I feel like it's a really fun thing to do and it usually leads to good things after that. So yeah. What questions are bothering you, listeners?
Where can our listeners learn more about you, follow you?
So I'm on Twitter. My handle is Clara SHK. If you want to drop me an email, you can find it on the ChainCode website. There's the research day that we're organizing in New York in November 7th. I think that's most of the things.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you so much. City of Bitcoin.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thank you.